and I soon start thinking to look for a study job. But as I tried, it was very difficult for me to find a job because the places I was going, they asked how much of education I had, and I had to say none.
Stai gute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from an Alaskan Native whose upbringing made it difficult to go to school, but he worked hard at fishing and had great success early in life. Not an easy road for someone who didn't start first grade till he was 19. But even with all he gained, he knew that there was something missing.
My name is Paul Boskovsky. The Boskovsky name is an inherited Russian name. I'm an Aleut, full-blooded Aleut, because my dad was from Kodiak Island, and that's where my family tree have originated from. I was born in 1935 in a village called Igigik, that's in Bristol Bay. It's 280 miles from Anchorage. And it was here that I was physically born. In fact, I must say I was born in Igigik two times. My mom and dad were also a fisherman, and we lived in a village called Kanadik. That village is across from Kodiak Island in the mainland. And the folks in this village, every summer, like in May, would scatter out to different villages for purpose of financial income. And my dad was a fisherman, and my dad and some other folks would go from the village of Kanadik to Igigik for the summer. And when this fishing season was over, we would make our journey back to the village of Kanadik. When springtime came along, in May mainly, my folks and the whole family would prepare to go to the village of Igigik for the summer. In order to do this, we had to walk over the mountain, like about 8 miles, and it was pretty steep up the mountain and down on the other side, and to the lake called Bisharath Lake. This was an exciting time for us kids, because we know during this long trip that we make, it was like going out camping, hunting. And along the way, we would stop in different places because it was spring. The birds would be coming around for the spring and begin to lay eggs. And for us kids, this was an exciting time for us. We'd go around picking eggs. And when the weather was good, my granddad was kind of an expert in reading the weather. And when that time come, he would say, it's now time to cross the big lake of Bisharath. And so off we went in our boats. And it was a long open lake there. It's about 50 miles long. And once we got started and if we're halfway across or more, we get to the point of no return because it was open, and we really have to judge the weather because it can get really rough and become dangerous if we were caught in a storm out in the big lake. And going through the lake and into the Igigik River, we call, there's another excitement we'd have in our life because we knew we were getting close to the people that we have left a year before. And we knew we were going to see a lot of old friends again. And lot of Italian friends, that many fishermen come from the lower 48, and they were there for the same purpose my dad and was, to go fishing, to have our financial support and supplies reached through fishing. During this time, this when I was physically born, or it was in July that my mom gave birth to me. But when the fishing time was over, we would get our belongings together with also our supplies for the winter and make our journey back to the village called Kinetic. And that's where we lived for the winter. In the village of Kinetic, there was a school there, but during my time growing up, the school had closed, and so there was no time for me to get an education when I reached school age. There was also no stores. There was no electricity, no telephones, and all that good stuff that we enjoy nowadays. So since there was no school, that made me lose the opportunity to get my education when I was of age. The day came when the postal department closed the post office down. And so since my dad was the postmaster, and once that was closed, we were free to leave. And unfortunately, that made us, because my dad was the postmaster, was stuck in that village to take care of the post office. And the people were leaving there, and it came to the point where we were the last families to leave the village of Kinetic. Once we left there, my brothers and sisters were sent to Wrangell, and there was Wrangell Institute there, a boarding school. And I was told that I was too old to enter that school. So that made me lose out in my educational life and early life. But I soon made my way to Seward, and my dad and I found some longshoring jobs there to keep us going, but longshoring jobs were not steady. And I soon started thinking to look for a steady job. But as I tried, it was very difficult for me to find a job, because the places I was going, they asked how much of education I had, and I had to say none. So that was very difficult for me. I finally got a job as a laborer in Seward for the winter. It was no mental type of thing that I had to know, just physical, so that wasn't bad for the place I was working for and for me. I soon met a lady there that was teaching it at the sanatorium there, that was teaching the patients that was there. And we got acquainted, and she asked me if I wanted to have night classes. I was indeed interested. For an hour and a half each evening, I would take lessons. And I soon began to learn my ABCs, and that winter I've reached third grade in math, and my spelling was very poor, though, because of I didn't have the background to start my reading and writing. I soon left there and went to Sitka and visited my aunt and uncle there, and they were interested in helping me out and to try to further my education life. So I said, indeed, I was interested. And so it was there that I enrolled in a real school. And I started off my school, my first grade, and I was 19 years old when I started my first grade. And sitting in with the first, second, and third graders, and I was 19, made me very uncomfortable to begin with. But my teachers soon realized I was there, and I meant business, and he took upon himself to really reach out and help me as much as he can. So that was the beginning of my school, and I'm thankful that I can say that from that day forth, I finished high school. In between times, when I was in high school, I traveled back to Igigik and did my commercial fishing. I really worked very hard in fishing. I worked so hard that I was competing with the other many, many boats that was fishing in Bristol Bay that had three crew members. I had a boat that it was made for just one person to handle. The 2 years that I was fishing in this one boat, I made high boat for our company. High boat means that in the company that we have, that I caught the most fish in that company. That's the attitude I had in trying to get ahead. I worked very, very hard in getting ahead. And because of this, I was able to buy my own boat, a lot of other things. I had a skiff, snow machines, and so on. So I began to think in my mind, boy, I have it made now. And I went to college to be a barber. I took up carpenter training. So at this point of my life, I said, oh man, I have it made. I had some bank accounts that I had to put in two different banks. And so I was doing well. But at this point in my life, when I had gone home and rested, my mind started wandering. And I was just telling myself, I have it made, but what is missing?
Jesus once asked an important question. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? My friend, it's possible to achieve great success in this life only to lose your soul. We can have everything this world has to offer and miss the most important thing, peace with God. Do you have peace with God? You can, if you'll turn to Him and put your trust in Jesus as your Savior. He offers you something that the world never could, a place at His table and rest for your weary soul. Listen to Jesus' words, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Want to know more? You can write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Our web address is withoutreservation.com. You can also find us at facebook.com at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Paul's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.